Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Gentleness and kindness. Allah Ta'ala loves gentleness in all matters. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala loves gentleness and mildness in all matters. Gentleness is the opposite of harshness and abruptness. Gentleness and mildness adorns everything. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gentleness in whatever it may be only adorns and enhances it. A note, being abrupt and ill-mannered often blows simple situations out of proportion. Expressing meekness and gentleness is less aggravating and it creates friendship instead of hatred. One who is deprived of all goodness. Sayyidina Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who is deprived of gentleness is deprived of all goodness. Allah Ta'ala loves gentleness. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed Allah Ta'ala is gentle and he loves gentleness. He grants upon gentleness that which he grants not for harshness or anything else. A note, he grants upon gentleness means, this statement means that Allah Ta'ala grants such rewards for gentleness as is not granted for any other actions. Qari Ayaz rahimahullah says that Allah Ta'ala simplifies the accomplishment of tasks of people who are gentle, as he would not do in the case of people who behave abruptly and harshly. It is true that anger and ill behavior just worsens the situation. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that once a group of Jews visited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Assalamu alaykum, instead of Assalamu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum means, may death be upon you. Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that she was alert and realized what they were saying. So she angrily retorted, may death be upon you and the curse of Allah as well. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take it easy, O Aisha. Allah is gentle and he loves gentleness. Gentleness with animals. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if whilst riding upon your animal you pass a piece of land and it is green and lush, then decrease the pace and fulfill the rights of the animal. For indeed Allah Ta'ala is gentle and compassionate and he loves gentleness. Fulfilling the rights of animals would mean to allow it to graze. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa hamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.